This is JIS News. Coming up, government committed to continue justice reform in 2016, review of the petroleum trade underway, and increased security at retirement landfill following New Year's Day fire. The news in detail after the break.
Ganja can be legally grown in Jamaica, but to do this, you must have a license, and it must only be grown for scientific research and religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Each household may grow up to 5 ganja plants for personal use. Remember, smoking in public is illegal. To get more information, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Now the news. The independent committee set up to undertake a comprehensive review of the petroleum trade in Jamaica had its first meeting on Monday. The group, appointed by Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Powell, is expected to issue an initial report by January 31. Communications specialist at the ministry, Alan Brooks, says the committee will ensure its investigations are thorough and in keeping with regulations governing the local petroleum trade.
To examine all the regulations, protocols governing the trade. They are going to have to go through them. They are going to have to engage legal minds to do whatever interpretations. And then they are going to have to come up with recommendations as to how some of these regulations can be strengthened. They are going to look at the extent to which the penalties are an adequate deterrent and those matters.
Mr. Brooks says the group is expected to provide meaningful recommendations to ensure the trade is protected. The committee comprises members from the private sector and key industry stakeholders. Some gas pumps were ordered closed at 17 gas stations across 7 parishes after tests conducted by the Bureau of Standards Jamaica revealed that they were dispensing substandard fuel. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says government is committed to the continued reform of the justice system in 2016. She says the process requires a change of the culture and approach of key stakeholders, supported by significant public investment.
Key changes must be made to ensure the swift delivery of justice. This requires absolute primacy on synergies between prosecution and defense counsel to achieve the timely disposal of cases. For that reason, we are determined to invest in justice for our people and build a justice system that is efficient, accessible to all, and of the highest quality.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony for the new president of the Court of Appeal, Justice Dennis Morrison, at King's House Monday. In the meantime, the Prime Minister has expressed confidence in the abilities of newly appointed President of the Court of Appeal, Justice Dennis Morrison, noting that he is well-suited for the job. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Justice Morrison understands the issues and challenges within the justice system and is fully competent to lead the country's highest domestic court.
Indeed, his numerous contributions to uplifting and improvement in the justice system provide ample evidence that he is suitable for the job. Though he hails from the private bar, his career is characterized by countless instances of wider service. He has been the chairman of important public boards and lectured and tutored generations of students at the Norman Manley Law School. He also gave distinguished service as president of the Jamaican Bar Association.
The Prime Minister adds that Justice Morrison is a shining example of the finest qualities of a legal practitioner and advocate. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel R. Scott says immediate steps will be taken to secure the retirement disposal site in St. James from further illegal activity. This following 2 fires at the municipal waste disposal site over the festive season. He says it is suspected that the fire was started and relayed by arsonists, which highlights the need to restrict access to the site.
We're going to examine the protocol in allowing persons on the home site. We're going to restrict the number of persons coming here, and I'm going to ask them to reduce the amount of persons and to gradually put in tighter security management.
Minister R. Scott is commending the Jamaica Fire Brigade and persons from the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, for their quick response in quelling the blaze. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.